Alex Golish makes a huge statement in his choices for SEC Media Days. Welcome in. Welcome into the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And Graham, let's just hop right into it. We said it at the top of the show. Alex Golish is making a statement with his choices for SEC Media Days. I throw it to you to discuss what choices he has made, because it might not seem like a big deal, but it is.
Yeah. I was surprised. And not in a bad way. I think it's, mm-hmm. I think it's cool. I just was surprised with who he picked to bring with him to Florida for SEC Media Days up in the next coming week.
Florida.
Yeah. So let's go through. He's bringing three guys with him. Mm-hmm. Number one, easy pick. Everyone expected it, but quarterback Byron Brown will be there. Been the face of Auburn kind of so far this year. Mm-hmm. Been put in front of the media a lot, done a lot of talking to Auburn media, so no surprise there. Mm-hmm. Then these next two are, I think, interesting, and I've come around to it, and I was like, okay, this makes sense. I kind of like this. But he's bringing Alex McPherson, kicker, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which, as we'll talk about that in a minute, why that's interesting, and then also Champ Anthony, a guy who's been at Auburn for many years, has had to face crazy adversity in his time at Auburn, will also be making an appearance at Media Days this year. So yeah, it's interesting that he's going that route.
Yeah, no, and the Champ Anthony one surprised me, and I'll get into that in a little bit. But one thing too, you were talking about how it's no surprise he's bringing Byron Brown. He has been in the media, like he's been kind of the focal point of the media since he got to Auburn, outside of Golish, mm-hmm. you could say, player-wise. But this is more of an opportunity for, because it's mainly been local media. People like The Barn, people like, you know, AL.com, you know, Auburn Blitz, you name it, just to name a couple, okay? But you have the local people that know, they've been around them enough. They've interviewed, they've asked them, you know, this is more everyone else. And this is the opportunity for Byron to really, you know, turn some heads with the media, you know, turn on the charm, show people that, you know, he's not just, you know, just an athlete. He's actually, you know, a very, very good face to have for the football program, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? To represent Auburn at the SEC Media Days in Florida, which, by the way, I know that they rotated, and I wish it was in Birmingham, but Florida just seemed like, they're like, yeah, we want it to be more central. Let's put it in Florida.
Yeah, Destin, Florida? Are you kidding me? Like, that's not even, like, the central part of Florida. Like, that's not even... What are we doing?
Yeah, and that's what, like, everyone was, you know, outside of the SEC, or not outside of the SEC, but outside of like Alabama, saying like, yeah, I wish the SEC was just more neutral. Well, I mean, the freaking office is in Birmingham. I know that's, you know, where it resides, where two teams in the conference are. But like, guys, if you look at it geographically, Birmingham is the most central location you could possibly.
I would accept as the central, and I would accept mm-hmm. Birmingham, Atlanta, and mm-hmm. Nashville. Those three cities are the only three I would accept to be centralized areas for SEC.
I would say just Nashville outside of Birmingham, to be honest with you. Yeah. I think Atlanta's a little bit too far, but that's just me. Yeah.
And now maybe, with Oklahoma and stuff in Texas, mm-hmm. and Austin, UT, and yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. But yeah, let's talk about Champ Anthony real quick. Because the obvious one, Alex McPherson, we know, you know, we'll get to that in a second. But Champ Anthony, you said that, and I kind of agree with you. I was kind of shocked where it's like, you know, you would think he would bring Xavier Atkins. That's kind of your...
I think everyone thought that was a lock.
Yeah, like that. We even said that early in one of the episodes, you know, before, like a couple weeks ago. Like, that's who, you know, we were predicting who was going to go. We both said it, Xavier Atkins. I think that was a no-brainer because he is going to be the face of your defense. That is, like, he is going to be the leader on the defensive side of the ball. And not saying Champ Anthony won't be, but the more and more I thought about it, he's coming off of injuries, like you said, season injuring, what, 2 years in a row?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, he had the graphic leg break two years ago. Then this last year had surgery on his hand and had to deal with that all off and on all year. I think he came back for some games, but then had to it got hurt again. I don't know, but it's been off and on.
Yeah, and then you know you had that, and then you have Alex McPherson who's dealing with, or he hopefully he's you know over it now. I know that there's you know there, I don't know the whole details on it, but when I talked to him when we went to that practice, he seemed like he was doing good and in good health and doing a whole lot better, and had gained some weight back from losing it from the I guess it was a digestive disease or something like that.
Yeah, it was.
So it just, you know, that's unfortunate that he picked that up and he was struggling with that for felt like forever. And he seems like he's on the back end of that. But the reason I bring that up is you have two dynamics. You have Byron Brown and Alex Golish on one side that are the new guys in the SEC, coach and quarterback. Then you have two guys that have been in the SEC for a minute now, who are coming off of recovering from injuries and diseases. That brings a whole different dynamic, I think, that can play really good in our favor. Because not only can you ask questions about football, you can ask questions like personal questions. And I know that's probably like a no-duh thing. You can ask anyone personal questions if you, you know. But asking, you know, McPherson is going to be more open to that. He's very nice. The media will love Alex McPherson. Champ Anthony will be more than happy to answer questions about, you know, what it's been like recovering from, you know, season-ending injuries. That's just, it adds a whole different dynamic. You know what I mean? And it puts Auburn in a positive light in a way that I think people do not realize. But kind of what's your thoughts on that?
We kind of talked about this beforehand. I think that this is important in the fact that both Alex McPherson and Champ Anthony have been at Auburn for a while. Obviously, this is Golish's first year. He brought his own guys in, all that stuff. But, you know, we thought Xavier Atkins was going to be a no-brainer to bring to SEC Media Days. But with that being said, he's only been here for one season. Like, this will be his second season in an Auburn uniform. Champ Anthony and Alex McPherson have been here through it all, through thick and thin, through the ups and downs, mostly downs. They've seen Auburn suffer and be at a all-time low, you know what I mean? And so I think that is telling that Golish wants to bring guys that truly love Auburn, know a lot about Auburn, have like know this fan base, know this family, know what it means to be an Auburn Tiger because they've seen it at its lowest. And so that's why I came around. I was like, oh wait, I really like these picks. Cause like these guys are true Auburn men.
Yeah.
They're going to, you know, leave here, graduate from Auburn and be Auburn men as they continue on their path. And so, I think that's really important. And I think if you ask me, I think that's a reason Golish is doing this. I think it's because those guys have been here for so long and know a lot about this university.
Yeah, no, I agree. And this isn't shade to Xavier Atkins. Trust me, it's not. But you couldn't pick anyone better to represent Auburn in Florida for media days, at least for those two. I think the media is going to love them. I really do. And the media already loves McPherson already with everything he's gone through and him going out there and, you know, kicking in big games and stuff like that, you know, doing what he can when, you know, I'm pretty sure he had a colostomy bag at one point still out there.
Does. And he still does.
Still does.
It's he will just live like the rest of his life.
Dude, that's just insane. Like, props to him, man. And I've known Alex through church, and he's, you know, he's outside of football. He is an absolute stud of a dude. He's awesome. So shout out to him. Shout out to Champ Anthony. Shout out to Byron Brown and Alex Golish going to represent Auburn on media days. But you and know,
real quick. I do also like the fact that they are bringing a special teams, player as well. Obviously last year, it was Jackson Arnold, obviously. And then Connor Liu, which just makes sense.
Yes.
But I do like how this year, like he's representing everyone. I mean, he's got your quarterback for the offense. Mm-hmm. He's got your Champ Anthony for the defense, and then he's got Alex McPherson to represent special teams. Which, as we've known, special teams is a massive part of the team and a part of Auburn, like, part of the game. Like, if you don't have a good kicker, you're not going to win games. And Auburn has been a victim of that because of our kicking. When Alex McPherson was hurt, kicking wasn't the best, and if you ask me, we lost games because of it. And
I 100% agree.
Really like that he's, you know, representing all three branches of the team, showing off the whole team and not just the offense and the defense.
Right. He's not picking like in a way you could say Byron is a star player. Right. But like, even though he hadn't played football yet for Auburn, period. But like, you know, Hugh Freeze picked the big names, if you will. Like, you know, you had Connor Liu, you had Jackson Arnold, who at the time was, you know, everyone thought he was going to have a redemption year at Auburn. And, you know, the only thing that was relevant with Jackson Arnold at Auburn was dude wipes, you know? So it's like, you know, and then obviously Keldrick Falk, he ended up being a draft pick. That's probably the, out of those guys, probably the best one that you brought there, to be honest. But yeah, I'm glad that he's got them representing the university. But you know how else you can represent Auburn University? With AUShirts.com. Go to AUShirts.com and get all your gear from all the shows at the Barn. You see some of the options on your screen there. You got the Barnhard shirt, the FE Iron shirt, if you know, you know, on that one. The Boog shirt, the C5 hoodies, the Boog hat. We also have some mugs and some other shirts and hoodie hat options as well. We add new styles weekly. Again, if you are at home, at a tailgate, at the game, or on the road, or in Atlanta, and you're repping a shirt from AUShirts.com, be sure to tag me, Graham, or the Barn, or all the above. You repping your gear at one of these games, and we'd love to shout you out on the show. And I'm not kidding when I say that. I can't wait to see some of these submissions. If we can, you know, get some in and be able to shout y'all out, I think it would be a lot of fun to see everyone repping your gear, supporting your Auburn Tigers this football season, or, you know, even a basketball, you know, or baseball, you name it. That it's not just restricted to football. So, but football season is right around the corner. So what's holding you back from getting a shirt from AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the Barn? Again, that is AUShirts.com.
Also go to buyauburn.com and be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're a business owner and a massive Auburn fan, then buyauburn.com is the place for you to get your business on the index so that Auburn fans can support you whenever and wherever they are. Like I said, it's a massive index with companies that are run and owned by Auburn people. So if you're just a customer looking to support the Auburn family, then buyauburn.com is a great place for you to go to check that out. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up your company or go shop the index.
Yeah, we got to talk about this too, because we had Butch Thompson just continues to, you know, regardless of what you think of how, you know, the season ended. Okay, one thing stays consistent: Butch Thompson is elite at hiring, recruiting, all facets of, you know, the game. He went out to Georgia, our rival, and picked up their hitting coach. Graham, hit us with the name real quick, because I that last name is brutal. But I know now the nickname is sick. His nickname is Coach Ammo, according to some sources that, you know, some former players and some current players over at Georgia call him. So that's a cool nickname to have as your hitting coach, Coach Ammo. That's just
I'm gonna take a stab at this. Nick Amirati.
That sounds right. I think that's right. But yeah, Coach Ammo is his nickname. Coach Amirati is his official title. Coach Gabe Gross has been moved to the athletic department.
Still at Auburn. Said, not-
yeah, yeah, still at Auburn. They said, here's your box. Go get in the office. Here's, you know, thank you for your services. But, you know, here we go. We got a good hitting coach. I know we have some baseball fans of ours that we know of, and you know him as well. He's been on here several times. Brett is ecstatic about this hire. I think if he's ecstatic about it, I'm ecstatic about it. Graham is ecstatic about it because Brett's ecstatic about it. So we are all ecstatic over here at the Barn about the hire. Can't wait to see how he changes the dynamic for our hitting, because that was one thing that we struggled with. We would get people on base, but we couldn't get people home. And we were struggling at the plate several times, and we were thinking, oh, we can get out of the slump, and it ultimately came back to bite us in the postseason. So can't have that, but I'm glad that we got Coach Ammo on our squad. Can't wait to see how that unfolds. But yeah, Graham, what do you think?
That's electric. I mean, Georgia was the best team in the country in hitting last year, and it was not even close. They just were. If you look at the stats. And so bringing that to the Plains is electric. Hopefully he can, you know, change some stuff up and get our guys hitting the ball more. Like kind of what you're saying about Butch, his ability to bring in talent, is whether that's coaching or, you know, players, is impressive. Now I will say Auburn kind of got hosed the other day with the draft. I think we had like three signees get drafted to the league. So you hate to see that, obviously. But
I mean, happy for them. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Like they're living out their childhood dream, I'm sure.
I hate it, but as a personal fan, I'm glad they're getting to do that. But Still, it just shows that Butch has been able to bring in good talent and clear. I mean, three guys that were supposed to be at Auburn are now going to be playing at some level of the major leagues. And so yeah,
that just tells you everything you need to know who he's bringing in for sure. Now, did it hurt? Yeah. Did it feel like I want to be dragged across the concrete? Yeah. But am I happy for him though? Yeah, I am. But yeah, we're excited about the hire. And I think that, you know, ultimately this is going to be a big, big thing. Cause all the baseball experts are saying this is a massive hire for Auburn. And if you look on X, everyone's raving about it, that Butch really outdid himself on this hire. So I think we got a good one, and I can't wait to see how the baseball team pans out once he gets here and gets established and get back in Plainsman Park for some more baseball. But we got to talk about because we like to nerd out on here. Finally took the leap, Graham, got college football 27, and wow, it's hard. It's so hard. My first play with Byram, I threw a pick six on a screen. The defense in this game is ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
And also, if you ask me, the pass blocking kind of sucks. And like, it does. Run blocking, great. That's good. Mm-hmm. Pass blocking, like you literally, you know, drop back and you're getting like eaten alive. So
yeah, like I'm trying to figure out what they did to our receivers too. Cause like they have the speed. It's just like you throw anything to them and they drop it. I'm like, please don't be foreshadowing. Because I know it's not. I've seen it. Do what?
They just don't get open.
No.
There's always a guy.
I'm like having to run the ball. Like literally, I run the ball
like, way more.
Yeah, I'm using Jeremiah Cobb more than anyone or Byron Brown on options.
Which is crazy because that's so opposite of how I play. Typically, I'm like, I want to air this ball. I want to throw everything. Yeah. I run the ball so much more in this game this year.
Yeah, and Cobb too. Like I heard and read and saw videos of like how Cobb is this year compared to last year in terms of speed. My God, you hand the ball off, he's like whoosh out of a cannon. It is ridiculous.
He's finally RB1, so they actually like respected him instead of, you know, because he started off as RB2 last year under Mario Alston.
Yeah, and it's crazy too. Like the presentation is great. You know, now, granted, it was riddled with microtransactions and offline modes. I'm sure people, if you kept up with it, saw the backlash to the point where EA got bullied to where they're like, all right, we'll take it out. You know, that's fine. You win. You know, now, will they do something in the future? I'm sure they will. That'll continue to piss someone off because it's EA Sports. If you've never played an EA Sports game, they're fun games, but the company behind the game, kind of crooked, not gonna lie, they're a little crooked.
If I was a betting man, I would say next year they'll have him back. They'll just announce it beforehand. They'll be like, hey, we're doing this year, sorry.
Yeah,
because the part of the backlash this year was that, hey, this was done without telling us.
Well, yeah, they hid it from, so they had a backstory. They had an event in Chicago. It was live streamed to show off College Football 27 and Madden.
Very underwhelming event, let's be so honest.
Yeah, yeah. And they had all the cover athletes there. They had all the influencers there, all these people that they've hired to, you know, fly out to this event, you know, kind of show off the game. And, you know, they had like Cam Newton was there. I think we talked about that before. It was like him and Caleb Wilson were playing Madden. Mm-hmm. And like Cam was so loud, like whenever they would switch, you know, like different stations of the show, you could hear Cam yelling, playing Madden against Caleb Williams, which was really funny. But they had all these people out there and they're like, hey, can we preview Dynasty? And they're like, no. And it's like, well, you let us do it the past 2 years. What? And it's like, yeah, you know, basically like, hey, there's microtransactions there. We don't want you to tell the world that there's microtransactions in an offline mode. And it was in Road to Glory as well. And that's what sucks is that these companies, it's just getting worse and worse. And to be able to like play a video game has become a premium, which sucks. It shouldn't be like that, but here we are. You know, it's the time and era we're in, and you know, college football has turned into something, a completely different animal than it was, you know, 10 years ago. For example, I can't remember if it was you or Kyle that said it on an episode before. We were talking about the Save College Football Act, which, by the way, more teams joined in on that. I don't know if you saw that. Outside of Alabama and Auburn, it's like Texas A&M and LSU, I think, put out a letter today as well. So, but talking about like he talked about how like college football 10 years ago is just totally different from how it is now. And you thought like, it feels the same. No, go back and look how just so the different dynamic is. It's so crazy. Cause 10 years ago we didn't have NIL, you know what I mean? And then before that, you know, you thought like, oh, you know, it hadn't changed much. It was different then too. It was just, it's just where we're at now. And it's crazy that we're already at this place of like the wild, wild west. And at the, you know, I said it with Kyle, and I think you also said this as well, Graham, but correct me if I'm wrong, but like there should have been a happy medium. We went from one extreme to like, hey, we're not going to pay anybody, to like, okay, everyone can get paid now. How much? Millions of dollars. Like,
yeah, wait, there was no like middle ground, like warm up to it. It was just millions, millions, millions. Everyone's pro. Everyone's just a crazy amount of money. Yeah. The world.
Yeah. It's like, hey, I got a Reese Cup promotion. Wait a minute. You were broke last year. Like, what do you mean you got a, like, goodness gracious, man. I don't know. But yeah, it's crazy because, you know, you have these guys that opt into, you know, like the game, for example. Right. And like we talked about how Gunnar Stockton missed the boat and then like, you know, he got in the game, but it was late in the development cycle. So they just threw a character face on him and looked like Buford from Phineas and Ferb. Just like it's crazy. Just that's where we're at right now. Because like Graham said, they're pros, you know,
it's basically a pro league now with the amount of money they're getting paid. It's what it is.
And it's what Kyle was talking about, too, with the owners, the whole like, you know, like, could we eventually like get to a place where Auburn is owned by some ownership group or
you low key already have it. Look at the sponsor on the field.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
the one paying the big bucks.
Yeah. And then whoever helped us get over the, you know, the hump with that massive NIL, that private donation. I think it's
still like, look at Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Where do they get a lot of their money?
Tyson Walmart. Chicken. Walmart. Yeah.
Tyson Chicken. So it's not direct ownership of a team, but it's someone who's got a lot of say in it and is given a lot of money to it.
And like Texas A&M and Texas Tech, you know, any school in Texas is getting oil money. Like that's not like pocket change. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of cheddar. Okay. That's a lot of moolah. Like that, like whenever they write the checks out in Texas, you hear this noise every single time. Every single time. So yeah. it's crazy. That's where we're at now, but I am excited to see football season return. We are literally, I think like what, 50 ish days away,
like 53, something like that, I think, from today.
Man, bring it to me. Bring it to me. Bring it to me.
That's 53 from Auburn football. So it's less than that.
I'll take it. I don't care. I just want football back on TV so bad.
When is that Ireland game? Cause that's always like the first game of the year.
I think the Ireland game is like in the end of August, isn't it? It's like the last week of August. Or am I tripping? It might be earlier than that, actually. I don't know.
Yep. Wow. Okay. Cultural officially returns in 46 days.
Boom. Love that. And, you know, it starts to, you know, the ultimate sign is Media Days. And I can't wait to see our guys at Media Days. We'll definitely have some content on that, I'm sure. So be sure to keep it locked here at the barn. Be sure to like and subscribe, turn on notifications so you don't miss anything from us. Make sure to hit the like button too. Let us know what you think down below, how you think Media Days are going to go. And, you know, give us some, you know, football season predictions if you're just feeling it. We're going to do an updated record prediction as well. I have something up my sleeve for that too. We might try to get a guest on here that I might potentially have lined up because he's been itching to get on here. He's made some appearances, but he's never been on the microphone. So that's a hint. That's a hint. But that being said, Graham, you got anything else? Cool. Well, I'm good as well. So be sure to, you know, subscribe, check out all the other podcasts and shows we have on the channel as well. And yeah, other than that, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And we will see you next time. As always, War Damn. Y'all have a great rest of your night.
See ya.